Is there one thing maybe about Watt that makes him so difficult to deal with?
He's a good player, obviously. Take a look at the film. Play him again in a couple weeks, so got to neutralize him. He's a good player, obviously. They do some good things schematically that lets our D-line go ahead and pass rush. So we just got to go ahead and take this medicine, go ahead and look at the film, get ready for next week.
You know, he's got, you know, a lot of different moves. You know, he's got power and speed and quickness, and you know, he's obviously a big guy in there. So we just he's a good player, and you know, give him credit. But you know, we didn't do a good enough job blocking him, and you know, need to do better moving forward.
As tough as anybody you've faced up with this year?
Yeah, I mean they have as good as a front, you know, as there is in the league, and you know, they played well today, and you know, like I said earlier, there's corrections to be made, and you know, as soon as we get back to Indy, you know, we'll get right on that and you know, move forward quickly.
Do you take this personally?
Absolutely. I mean, it's one of those things where special teams, you got to kind of have that attitude that it's on us, you know. But we'll get back to work. We'll get better, and hopefully we'll get some people healthy and in better positions. But it's amazing how an injury to a guy who's so important to your team can really fluster some things, especially at the last minute, and that's kind of what happened. We had to throw some guys around. It's definitely upsetting, though.
Despite the mistakes, did it feel like some of the other games you've had this year and you were able to come back?
Yeah, that lets you know the Texans are a good team. You really just can't do that against just good teams in this league like that. They make you pay for it, and you can't come back.
To see the Jumbotron AFC South champions, what was going through your mind?
Times has changed, but we have to go to the grind, get back on the grind, and go get it back.
A lot still to play for.
A whole lot to play for. We haven't accomplished our goals, and we're not settling just for mediocrity. So we're going to pull it together and go get one next week.
You know, they jumped out early. You know, we made some mistakes, and like you said, somehow we just got to, you know, start faster and, you know, eliminate the early mistakes.
23-17, though, you fought your way back in it and you had the chance, didn't you?
Yeah, we still had a chance to win it. But, you know, on a good team like that, you know, on their home field, you know, we can't dig ourselves in a hole like that.
The Texans are a heck of a group on defensively, and they did a lot of things, especially up front, to disrupt us on third downs and get us off the field. We were able to, you know, extend play early whenever we were ahead of the chains, but once we got behind the chains, we weren't successful.
You feel like if you ever get a quick start, you might be able to put somebody away?
I'm sure that would be the case, but, you know, we're not afraid to go down, and we're comfortable playing from behind, and, you know, that's kind of been IMO the entire season. So, you know, us getting behind today wasn't a factor in this game. Just us not being opportunistic enough. There were some opportunities, especially, you know, after the defense made a great stop and we got the ball back and we had a three and out. You know, you just can't do stuff like that. And offensively, we got to do better.